Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 23, Polokwane 21. Gauteng police have deployed maximum resources to track down Jabulani Moyo, who allegedly shot and killed two detectives in Roodepoort this past Friday. Moyo is said to be armed with a stolen police firearm. National police spokesperson Atlena Mate says a multidisciplinary team, including the Hawks, are investigating the incident.
Moyo must be stopped in his tracks, and he can only be prevented from committing further crimes if the community cooperates with the police by providing us with information on his whereabouts. Moyo is a dangerous criminal, and we are also warning him to hand himself over to his nearest police station.
The South African Democratic Teachers Union has expressed concern over newly gazetted draft regulations under the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act, calling for public comment. While the regulations address admissions and school capacity norms, SADU spokesperson Nomusa Sembi warned against past ministerial guidelines aimed to delay implementation and the push of a political agenda. She says SADU will submit its formal response before the 5th of September deadline.
That will exercise extreme vigilance to ensure that the regulations align strictly with the letter and spirit of the Bella Act. The union is committed to safeguarding the constitutional right of every learner to access quality education and will oppose any provisions that could undermine this right.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the national dialogue will proceed on 15 August, despite divisions within the preparatory task team. Six foundations, including the Thabo Mbeki and F.W. de Klerk foundations, wanted it postponed to October. Ramaphosa says the gathering is crucial for inclusive discussions on national challenges. The presidency spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya, says the eminent persons group reaffirmed support, urging credibility and inclusivity.
The national convention must happen so that South Africa's people can take ownership and control of the national dialogue. Invitations have gone out and delegates are preparing themselves to attend the convention. It is at the national convention that the people of South Africa will take over and run with the national dialogue process.
And a court in Chad sentenced former Prime Minister and opposition leader Success Masra to 20 years behind bars. This comes after his conviction of hate speech, xenophobia, and having incited a massacre. The court jailed Masra for his role in inciting intercommunal violence in which 42 people were killed. According to the court, most of the massacre victims were women and children in southwestern Chad. More on jackarandofm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinaar with Nuus die Uur. Gauteng Polisie ontplooi maksimum hulpbronne in soektog na moordverdagte Jabulani Moyo.
Jacaranda FM plays music.
Believe me, just watch.
You love like this.
She said, you don't want this heart, boy, it's already broke. Told me everything she touched just goes up in smoke. Only stay a couple nights, then she gon' be gone. I said, baby, you should know that's what I want. That's what I want, that's what I want. That's what I want, that's what I want. That's what I want, what I want. You ain't gotta worry about no trust issues with me. I got them too, I got them too. Now you ain't gotta worry about no exes that's crazy. I got them too, you know I do. If you're in a hurry, now you ain't gonna hurt me tonight. And it won't be the worst thing if this is all it is. And in the middle of a kiss, she said, you don't want this heart, boy, it's already broke. Told me everything.